views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, thrilled for today's show as we start to talk about love. Benny, thank you so much for steering this bobsled, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. So, I got no desire to go outside as it's cold out there. I've got my cards out. I'm in a reading state of mind. Yep, you guessed it. It's a reading show. I'm here all hour ready to take your calls and do readings for you to provide some guidance, clarity, and insight with whatever may be blocking your way. Today, I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. Now, while we're now in February, otherwise known as the love month, thanks to Valentine's Day, I'm wanting to take your calls on whatever may be temporarily feeling blocked. If you'd like some additional clarity on your path, a tarot card reading can be super helpful. Perhaps you've been feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding love elusive, and wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation. We can look at all of this through the lens of the tarot. So give me a call if you'd like a reading. If you're hesitant to get a tarot card reading for fear of those scary looking cards, fear not, as sometimes the scariest looking cards are actually the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading so that the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the question has tools that they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. The phone lines are now open. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already, just to honor the universal energy that has been put forth for your reading. Otherwise, the messages that can come out can become redundant and superfluous. But that being said, I always love updates. Now, for those tuning in for the very first time, welcome to the show. Just a brief bit about me. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients worldwide on helping them tap into their own power to create change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively, using that which is in your power, which is my whole focus. It's my belief that we are all surrounded by energy. And what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit. This can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power, move that energy to their back. So now they're only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. By doing this, they're using energy effectively. I liken myself sort of to that of a vocal coach. It's not my role to tell you to sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you, with your glorious voice, to use your instrument effectively. I call myself the MBA psychic. In addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle where tools to affect change for optimal success and happiness are presented through the tapestry of the tarot card reading. Sort of like a mainstream metaphysical midwife. It's not my baby. I didn't put the baby in there. I don't keep the baby once it's delivered. I don't determine the gender or sex of the baby. My job is just there solely as a support to help guide the person's own birth of insight, clarity, and guidance. One way that I do this is through the development of step-by-step recipes of processes people can choose to use to go through anything from releasing stress or trauma, finding a career of passion and purpose, embracing inner harmony and joy, to manifesting healthy and joyful love, particularly when it means navigating a journey that is unfamiliar. My company is Elite Tarot, by the way, which you can find at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, from Tucson to Tanzania, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes, and we really go into depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your own power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy in whatever area of your life feels temporarily halted. I also do shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, yet sometimes it's just what's needed to provide that guidance, clarity, and insight when facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. You can book a reading directly on my site at elitetarot.com, which is ElitetarotCom, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. In addition to individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, wedding receptions, as well as workshops nationwide on finding your purpose, embracing change, and manifesting healthy and joyful love. So, let's just get right to readings. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. I'm going to be using the Rider-Waite tarot card deck. If you don't have a deck handy, you can look up the cards online to see them, but I will also describe them. Now, when you call, I'll be shuffling the deck while we chit-chat. Then I'll cut the deck using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand. I use that hand as the non-dominant hand accesses the unconscious. After that, I'll be fanning the cards face down in front of me and using my non-dominant hand, running my hands along the backs of the cards until three cards just energetically, literally stick to my fingers saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. But as always, I do like to start with a disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or realtor. And a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And you know what? Before we get started, I just got to say, these are just cards. They're just pieces of cardboard. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. As I see this as a visual representation just of that little voice inside that we are all overruling, I do it too. We're saying, okay, little voice inside, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. So let's just get started. Let's go with Michaela. Michaela, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling. Is there anything that you have a question about, like guidance on, or just a general reading?
I do have a question. I have been feeling a great energy of transformation in my life, and I just want to know if all this movement and energy is in the right direction.
You got it. Well, I have no idea, but hopefully we'll get an answer from the cards. So what I'm doing is I'm just picking three cards. The block card was just being a little stubborn. And there we go. All right. Well, we're going to take a break, but let's just at least get this started. And so I'm going to turn over the first card, then we'll go for a break. And I will be keeping myself as well as you in suspense on the other two cards. So I have to first say, I just turned over the first card, and I have to say, yes, 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 yes. You're definitely heading in the right direction. So the card that came up is the Six of Swords. Now, in this card, you see a person as a movement card, and this person is steering a ship. And on the ship is the left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine energy. And also you've got the inner child. You've got that perfect trifecta of energy that makes up you at your strongest. Over on the right side of the boat, there's the turbulent wake water. On the left side, which is the majority of the card, he is steering his ship towards calm, peaceful waters. So you are actively taking steps to steer your ship away from the turbulence, the bumpiness, the instability of the past. Does that resonate so far?
It resonates more than I could express, yes.
All right. Well, excellent. Well, I do want to say, though, is that this ship is weighted down by swords, and those six swords are plunged into the ship. Now, what that does is it weighs down the ship, slows it down, and if you look at this card, you will see that the swords are actually blocking the view of the person steering the ship. And so it's making it more challenging to see the end destination. So while you're actively going in the right direction, some of the issues that were with you back in the turbulent times are kind of, you're bringing them with you almost like a security blanket into this, but it no longer serves you. And you are in water, meaning that you have the power to just lift up, dump one of those swords, two of the swords, or all six of the swords overboard, never to be seen again. And even by releasing just one thing that no longer serves you, the boat is going to move faster. And suddenly, almost like a paint-by-numbers thing, you suddenly see where this is that you're headed. But overall, the actions are great. And as I said before, I'm going to keep you in suspense as well as me too, because I can't wait to see what the other two cards are. But I'm going to ask you to hang on with a break. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got readings to do. I'll be talking also with Michaela, finishing up her reading. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat. And every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
It is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a...
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Talking love and doing readings today on using energy effectively. Today I'm doing a 3-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So right before the break, I started talking with Michaela. Michaela, are you still with me?
Yes, I am here.
Awesome. So going in a new direction, wanting that validation that you're headed in the right direction. We just started with the first of 3 cards, that first card being the 6 of Swords, saying, yes, you are. However, you may not necessarily see it because of from some of those stuff that you're still carrying with you, whether or not that's doubt, insecurity, past baggage, all those things, they can just weigh down your ship and block that view. Let's take a look and see what is challenging or blocking you. So, interesting card, something challenging or blocking you is the 4 of Cups. Now, in this card, you have a person who is sitting on the ground, just staring intently with peace and just, you know, I'm picturing like a meditation stance, looking at 3 cups in front of him. It's almost as if here are 3 options, option A, option B, option C. And he's really just getting it down into the ground and just imagining, okay, as I go forward, here are my options, 1, 2, and 3. Even if none of them really make sense, those are the 3 options that he has in his mind. However, this is a card about limiting and tunnel vision, because if you look at the Four of Cups, you will see that while he is looking straight at three cups, almost trying to decide which is the best cup, there is a fourth cup that is external to the brain that the universe is presenting to him. Now, anytime we are given a path, an open door, a sign, a signal that is not something that we created, we immediately diss it. We immediately shut it down. We immediately say, oh, no, wait a minute. This can't be good. And yet, if we just stay within our own brain, within our comfort zone, we continue to kind of go forward on a path, but one that is just known. And where's the fun and adventure in that? So something challenging or blocking you with that Four of Cups is saying that it's almost as if while your actions are all great, you're heading in the right direction, yes, 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 it's with that very specific intent of the end destination, which means that you run the risk of creating a self-fulfilling prophecy of a be careful what you wish for scenario. It's not that there's anything wrong with it, but why limit yourself? Why only, you know, and ask yourself why you're limiting where your end result is, whether or not it's because you feel like maybe you can't do more than that. Maybe you feel that anything else is not possible. And then recognize that that is a sword weighing down your boat, and to just pitch it overboard. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, it does. I definitely always come back to those weeds in my garden of the realistic. I got to be realistic. I have to think logically and what it, I don't let myself, my imagination really just take me to create something that I couldn't even dream of. I'm working on opening that. So yes, that does make sense.
I love what you said, except for the I'm working on. Let's just cut out that word working on, because it does nothing. And what it does is now dreaming is a burden. And so instead, I am embracing something beyond what I can imagine. I am manifesting even something beyond what I could imagine. But when we say I'm working on it, we're immediately putting that limitation unconsciously into our destination. Advice here was the Seven of Pentacles. And in this card, you see a guy planting, there's a new seed, a new pentacle on the ground ready to be planted. However, all of his energy is going to six other pentacles that are forming that have already planted. And there's a life cycle attached to it. Some of the leaves are kind of gray and have overstayed their welcome. There's nothing wrong with going in a new direction. There's nothing wrong with starting a new chapter. Just make sure that your energy is not 90% going towards the known, the past, and only 10% going on dreaming about the future and excitement and exploring this new adventure. Want to make sure that you honor, celebrate, but also release anything from the past that no longer serves you. Close that chapter and then make sure you're placing that equal energy and increasingly more and more energy into the new chapter. And you can even do this. It sounds so corny, but you can even do this with like setting up time boundaries. So like from 9 to 5, you're only going to be looking at the past, releasing those swords that you're bringing with you on your journey, just celebrating people in the past chapter, honoring people in the past chapter, and releasing people in the past chapter. But then anytime there's any thought about something in the future, you're like, come back at 5 o'clock. But then from 5 to 9, you're only thinking about the future. You're only dreaming about what are your needs? What are your wants? What does your inner child want to do in this adventure? But then you have somewhere to send those feelings coming in wanting to look backward and say, come back at 9. And then every day, just make the future 1 hour longer and the past 1 hour shorter. It sounds so silly, but we want to do something with that analytical brain that's actively releasing those swords one by one and allow giving yourself permission to plant this new seed. But once you plant a seed in the ground, you completely lose control of how that seed grows. And you can't halt the seed from thinking, I'm only going to plant the seed in the ground if it goes to the left or there's a green petal or a purple petal. Let the universe exceed your expectations and surprise you with bountiful goodness going forward.
Thank you so much. That is very helpful. I am taking all of this into consideration. I mean, I'm going to be implementing all of this, even the timetable. That's a great way to consciously be aware of the thoughts and how often my thoughts are directed on past and things that I'm trying to heal, whereas if I focus that energy on the possibility of the future, I'm already letting go of that old energy. I don't have to think about it. Thinking about it is almost keeping it around.
Absolutely. I love it. And you know what? You are not trying to heal. You're healing.
Healing,
be careful
yes.
Be careful of those words, trying, hoping, wanting, thinking, feeling, working on. Those are toxic words because they create self-sabotaging. And you're absolutely right. It is the equivalent of pushing a bruise on our arm that we no longer can see just to see if it's still there. Now we've just reactivated
right.
it. You are doing great, Michaela. Will you please call me and keep me updated on how everything is going?
I will. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yeah.
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you searching?
Are you searching?
Looking for a sign?
I'm looking for a sign.
A message you need to hear?
Is anybody out there?
From the great unknown, from the most mysterious place.
The Angel Lady.
That is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to, that you may find insight with.
TheAngelLady.net.
1-800-323-1790.
1-800-323-1790.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you would like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com. or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So today I am doing tarot card readings for callers all hour. I'm doing a 3-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. We have one line open. Give us a call if you're interested in a reading at 800-930-2819. So let's get to our next caller, Anne. Anne, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, how are you today?
I am great. How are you doing today?
I am okay, too. Will this work if my cell phone is on speaker, or does it have to not be?
It is fine. You know, it's always interesting because if somebody calls you up, someone you know, for example, or even someone you don't know, all they have to say is hello, and instantly you know a lot of information. People are putting out energy all the time. Is it, you know, if somebody is calling, if a loved one calls you, they don't even need to say a word and you can feel that energy. So it's all good. Is there anything that you have a question about, would like guidance on, or just a general reading?
You know, basically just a general reading, but the center thread or theme for the last couple of years seems to be the word. So I don't know if that means anything as we do the general reading, but.
Do you feel that you've been stuck?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm just pulling. Oh, nope. I pulled a card and it said, no, that's the wrong card. And now just pulling the last card. Okay. So. Okay. All right, so 2 cards popped out there. Let's take a look and see what we've got here. Regarding the word stuck, I want you to please don't use that word ever again. Even if you feel it. Just because words have weight, they have meaning. So as long as you feel stuck, as long as you're telling people that you're stuck with this, you're stuck here, that unconsciously you run that risk, similar to the last caller, of creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because if you feel stuck with something, perhaps then you might be hesitant to take a new opportunity. Or you might be hesitant to go out of your comfort zone because you're stuck. And so make sure that those words, even if you don't believe them, that every time you want to say the word that you're stuck, that you change that. You can say, I was stuck, but just not to put it in the present form. Does that make sense?
Sure does. Sounds good.
Excellent. So the first card that came up is super awesome, and it's the King of Wands. So I love when clients pull kings and queens in the core position because it really talks to your strength. Now, wands are all about creativity, feeling inspired, kind of Steven Spielberg might be considered the king of the wands. And this is coming up in that core position. However, being a wand, being that core creative sense. Now, this doesn't mean you have to necessarily be an artist when I talk about creativity, but that you are not conventional. You do not think inside the box. Would that be accurate for you?
Very much so.
Yeah. And so you're feeling you're stuck is really interesting, because I don't think it's that you're stuck. It's the fact that being so out of the box, unique, conventional paths, which might be the majority of paths that you see in front of you, don't ring true. And if you're taking a path where no path exists, then of course it might translate as being stuck, because you're looking at everyone else and all these other paths that are open and saying, well, hey, where's my path? And it's like, what? You don't get a path because you're making your own path. But it's easy to interpret that in the mind as being stuck.
Right.
Does that resonate?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. So something challenging or blocking you is the Chariot. Now, this is a card of super strength. Again, you're a super duper strong person here, which is fantastic. That's half the battle. And in the Chariot, you see a person with all this strength and power steering his chariot forward. Now, there are three parts to this card: head, heart, and feet. And the chariot will only go forward. Your path will only go forward. You will only move out of stuckness if head, heart, and feet are working with equal weight. So 33% for the head, 33% for the heart, 33% for the feet. And you can place the additional 1% in the head, because that's right now where it's going primarily. And
right.
And so keep track of yourself. Am I feeling stuck because I'm 80% head, 10% heart, 10% feet?
Okay.
And or even worse, 50% head, 50% heart, and 0% feet. So there's also an element of the Chariot, which is that there's been a sense your whole life that things haven't just automatically come to you. It's almost as if you have always had to take the first few steps forward, only to then be met by the universe, then be met by open doors, then be met by a support group to help lead you the rest of the way. And that doesn't change. I don't know why that was you. It's just your contract that you made at birth. Who knows why? But finding that place of passion now is no different. And so you still are needing to take those first few steps forward and then see where the path leads. Does that resonate?
I can't tell you how close. It's almost as though you've been with me my whole life and you've watched me, because everything you just described is exactly how my life has been and how it feels right now.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for that validation. And it's, frankly, I don't know how tarot works. I'm pointing up to the sky saying that's above my pay grade, but I love tarot for that reason.
Right,
and so,
right.
So let's turn to some advice and see what to do. Ooh, I love it. What a fascinating, interesting reading. So the advice card is the Queen of Wands. And so it's all about not diluting your power, not diluting your uniqueness. Please ask yourself the following question: what was the point of you having such a unique point of view and such a unique, different outlook if it wasn't meant for you to embrace it?
Mm.
Wow. You were not put on this earth to then have all these fanciful dreams and grandiose ideas, only to then spend the rest of your life chipping away at them so that now they're just conventional dreams. That was, I don't think that was the purpose. I don't think the universe is that is that weird in that sense. And so the Queen of Wands, you've got a person with great strength. Again, kings and queens, to me, they're very equal in that it all talks about strength. And the Queen of Wands, she's like my kookiest card in the deck. She's got the sunflower in her left hand instead of a scepter. In her right hand, she's holding that wand firmly, and it's touching the platform. She's got a black pussycat in front of her instead of a snarling lion. She's got this painted throne behind her instead of something really harsh and just sterile and plain. So she is designing her life. She is instead creating even more being out there, but not looking for the path, instead recognizing that the path is one that you're creating. And, you know, what's coming into my mind, did you ever see the movie Field of Dreams?
No.
Well, it basically has one line that everybody remembers with Kevin Costner, and it has to do with building a baseball, but it's like building a baseball field, but it's build it and they will come. And so here he is in the middle of, I can't remember if it was Idaho or Iowa. I think it was Iowa,
yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was Iowa.
Yep, it was in Iowa. And you know, he's in the middle of Iowa thinking he's going to build this baseball field in the middle of Iowa. It's like, who's going to come to this baseball field? And he just kept hearing, build it and they will come. And so then you built it and you create your own path. When I decided to become a tarot card reader, I'm just a type A control freak person. I'm not that metaphysical. This is why this show is called Mainstream Metaphysical. I just have one foot in the metaphysical. I just have one foot in the mainstream. And so I wanted to create something and do it my way, but I really didn't have any guides to help me form that path. It wasn't to just then be conventional and just find other people's paths. You can look at other paths for inspiration. I look at some of the amazing readers and psychics and everyone, and I get tremendous guidance and inspiration from them, but I'm still going to do it my way. But then I also am going to be surprised because I don't know who's going to be interested in my readings because it's something kind of different, something kind of new. And so give yourself permission to go on that journey. Release that control. Let yourself be defined by who is reaching out for what you're offering for your services. Let that be the way, instead of making yourself become a clone of someone else, because your journey is completely yours. It is going to look like that of no one else on this planet.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. This reading has really given some.
Oh, I'm so glad. Sorry for cutting you off. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for calling. Please keep me updated, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks so much. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. We've got one line open, the number 800-930-2819. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Hey, is this heaven?
No, it's Iowa.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side?
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. You can learn more about me, book a reading on directly online for over phone or Skype worldwide on my website, elitetarot.com, that's ELITETAROT.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So even though we're talking a little bit about love today, I do want to say a few things about predictions and curses, as I've been running into this issue quite a bit in the last few weeks. Now, I make it clear before I do any reading that I am not a fortune teller making predictions about the future. Now, I am just as nosy as anyone else is, believe me. I can't stand it when I see a TV show and they end on a cliffhanger and I realize I have to wait a whole week to find out what happened, whether it's Real Housewives. Oh my gosh, I'm always checking, seeing what happened. So I get it. I will immediately start Googling the show just to find out if I can find anything out so I don't have to wait. I get it. I am super impatient. While I truly understand the desire to know when something will happen, when something will happen, if something will happen, it can impact free will in ways that are just very subtle. I once had a client who came to see me, who said that she had been to a psychic years before, who told her that if she did not get married by the time she was 30, then she would never get married. She was then now 29 years old, and even though she was trying to dismiss what the psychic said using pure intellect and brain power, the message of what that person told her was still there years later. Whether she liked it or not, that person had messed with her free will, as she was unconsciously putting out energy that had nothing to do with her needs, her wants, but rather to counter what someone who didn't even know her put in. This could possibly have led her to creating a self-fulfilling prophecy, something I've talked about a bit today. It's similar to curses. I'm often asked if I believe in them, as tell you the truth, I was really surprised when I started my business just how many people feel cursed or were told that they had a curse on them. Again, so easy to attempt to brush it off intellectually, yet it's still there and subtly impacting steps taken forward. If you have been told something that has absolutely no basis in facts, please know that you do not have to hold on to it. However, pushing it under a rug mentally while temporarily effective may just cause a lumpy rug, which causes its own issues. A reading, whether it be tarot or any other form, is like a tattoo in that it will be imprinted in your brain for quite some while. And even if you get a small tattoo, you cannot simply think it away if you don't like it. When someone comes into my office with the psychic equivalent of a tattoo they're trying to ignore or, in tattoo speak, cover up, I can't discount it, minimize it, or even minimize it. This needs to be addressed up front so that the person can then enjoy their reading and be motivated and inspired about the future. That's what I believe is the true value of a reading and what I seek to happen each and every time I do a reading. You know, as an intuitive coach and tarot card reader, I have my own specialty in that I work with energy and having you use that energy effectively by focusing on what is in your control and in your power. Every practitioner, however, is different. And this is a positive. How boring would Baskin-Robbins be if they just had one flavor? And now going back to my tattoo analogy, you would never dream about getting a tattoo without first finding out, does the artist use sterilized needles? Do they specialize in black and white Americana, new school, or portraits? Is there anything I should be aware of in terms of preventing infection? Is there any reason why I shouldn't get a tattoo? With psychics, however, so often we get into a reading without knowing the practitioner's philosophy and approach. It's important as the consumer, as the ultimate consumer of your journey, to know what the philosophy and approaches are of the person you're seeing before starting the reading. Do you do predictions? Now, I don't, but it's not my place to tell you not to do it. It's a free country. Are there scary things that can come up? Do you look into someone else's energy? What am I actually paying for? How long is the reading? There are amazing, wonderful, ethical, professional, and talented readers of all types out there. Each one, however, has a different philosophy, a different specialty, a different approach. Now, is one way superior? Who knows? You know, I don't know. You would hope that whoever you go to see, that they'd be confident in their approach, but it may not be the right approach for you. If your foot is hurting, you have lots of different options. You can see a podiatrist, an orthopedic surgeon, an acupuncturist, a massage therapist, a general practitioner, or even a Reiki healer. There's no judgment because this is your journey and you're the ultimate consumer. So you decide what is the best approach for your needs. However, each one of those practitioners has a very different philosophy and approach to treating your pain. So definitely be sure to ask questions. If anybody you want to go see for psychics, mainstream, metaphysical, or even anywhere in the mainstream, if you're interested in getting some help for any reason, and you have asked, feel free to ask questions. And if that person can't answer those questions or refuses to answer those questions, rather, that's a red sign. Red sign? That's a red light. Be careful about that. Oh my gosh, well, I can't believe it's the end of the hour. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. Thank you, one and all, for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show where I'm here doing readings, 3-card readings all hour. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.